Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Anda masih mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge dari VOA di Washington DC. Kalau tadi kita sudah menyimak cerita dari Chevrolia Amalia seputar kiprahnya di dunia hiburan di Amerika, kita beralih ke liputan selanjutnya, masih dari Hollywood. Film dokumenter Bali Beats of Paradise karya sutradara Livy Chang di Los Angeles, California, berhasil masuk ke dalam daftar film yang berpeluang untuk mendapat nominasi di ajang penghargaan film bergengsi Oscar 2019 mendatang. Film yang mengangkat kebudayaan dan gamelan Bali melalui kisah hidup seniman asal Bali Nyoman Wenten di Los Angeles ini menampilkan penyanyi pemenang Piala Grammy asal Amerika Serikat Judith Hill. Salah satu bagian dalam film ini bercerita tentang kolaborasi Judith Hill dengan Nyoman Wenten dalam penggarapan klip video musik single terbaru Judith yang berjudul Queen of the Hill yang juga disutradarai oleh Livy Chang. Queen of the Hill menampilkan alunan musik gamelan dan juga tarian Bali dalam video musiknya. Judith Hill sempat bercerita seputar hal ini lewat obrolannya bersama saya belum lama ini.
One thing that our audience would love to know is about your collaboration with Nyoman Wenten for your song and music video for The Queen of the Hill. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it was really awesome to collaborate with Wenten. He was so brilliant and sweet, and I really I got a chance for the first time to really experience gamelan music. I've always been a fan of gamelan music. I've studied it in school, but my passion for it grew until to the point where I really wanted to reach out and find some real artists. And Livy introduced me to Wenten, and we just had a wonderful time talking about possibilities of different collaborations.
Mantan kontestan kompetisi The Voice ini mengaku sangat menyukai gamelan yang pernah dipelajarinya saat kuliah di Biola University dulu.
It was more of like an overview course, so we didn't get into deep detail, but I did, it was a music course, so we did study some of the elements of gamelan music, which was fascinating for me.
Kolaborasi pertamanya dengan Nyoman Wenten sebenarnya sudah dimulai di pementasan teater garapannya yang berjudul Golden Child yang menampilkan alunan musik gamelan. Merupakan sebuah tantangan bagi Judith ketika ia kemudian memasukkan irama musik gamelan ke dalam lagu Queen of the Hill yang bertemakan funk.
The first collaboration was for my stage play Golden Child, which will feature gamelan music in a more traditional sense. And then I was challenged to do Queen of the Hill, which is a song that I have. It's a funk song, and we've incorporated gamelan instrumentation and dance into the song. And so it was a very unique collaboration. I think it's a great way for both cultures to experience each other and find a new way of coming together.
Dalam video klip Queen of the Hill, ada adegan di mana Judith mengikuti gaya para penari Bali. Ia mengatakan sulit untuk mengikutinya, terutama ketika harus mengontrol matanya.
I didn't do all of it, but I learned some bits of it, and it was really fascinating for me to do. It was hard for me to like control my eyes and not blink and all of that stuff, so.
Penyanyi yang pernah tampil dalam film dokumenter 20 Feet from Stardom yang berhasil meraih Piala Oscar tahun 2014 lalu ini juga mengagumi kebudayaan Indonesia.
I think it's so beautiful. I've always just loved it so much, and I want to go there and spend more time. I've only been to Indonesia for the Java Festival, so I want to go back and really experience the culture in a deeper way. And especially after this film, I've had a chance to really experience gamelan music. So I'm really looking forward to learning more.
Mengenai keragaman di industri hiburan di Amerika yang kian meningkat. Penyanyi yang pernah berduet dengan mendiang Michael Jackson ini mengatakan, di Hollywood khususnya sudah mulai banyak perubahan, di mana semakin banyak terlihat bintang film dengan latar belakang ras yang berbeda yang menjadi pemeran utama. Menurutnya, Amerika sudah siap untuk menerima keragaman budaya.
Oh, I definitely think that we're ripe and ready for it. I think we've had, especially now with just a lot of the polarization of America, and also in film where we've had some really great strides with the Asian film, artists have been taking lead roles, which is the first time we've seen that, and with Crazy Rich Asians. And also, you know, we've seen the lead role, we've seen African Americans take lead roles, and this is fairly new, so I think that America is ready to see a new face, because really the face of America is changing. It is so much more of a diverse place, and so I think that the cinema world will start to reflect and better reflect the actual population of America, which is very much diverse culture. A lot of Asians, a lot of Latino culture, a lot of African Americans and African culture. So I think that we're going to start to see a lot more of that.
Well, thank you so much, Judith Hill, for your time with VOA. We can't wait to hear more of your music. We wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sekian dulu obrolan saya dengan penyanyi Judith Hill di Amerika dari VOA di Washington DC. Dania Iman melaporkan untuk VOA Executive Lounge. The Voice of America.